Welcome to the Slapdash Slant with Matt and Jonathan. Sit back, relax, and maybe learn something. Or not. Honestly, it could go either way. Full disclosure, this podcast is rated PG Idiot and may contain ridiculous moments and lackluster humor.
Welcome back, listeners.
It's an unfortunate time of the week for all of you. We're back.
We're back. We're back at it. How was your week?
It's pretty good. It's pretty good. Pretty chill. Went bowling this weekend.
Oh, you took my boys bowling.
Yeah, your two oldest. And that was interesting, to say the least.
Why?
Your second born, he has, I don't really know what to call it, a lane dance? It's called a lane dance.
Uh-oh.
But every time he throws the ball down, he stands right at the foul line and does this little dance the entire time the ball is traveling down the lane. And that's a pretty long process. They don't throw very hard. He's only what, seven? Seven and a half? Anyways, I captured a gif of him because I thought it was just so hilarious. And then I went back and I watched the gif of this dance. And I asked him, I said, so have you been bowling with your dad before? Because it looked oddly familiar.
He's like, my deadbeat dad doesn't take me out bowling. Like,
no, I don't think I've been bowling with him. I thought to myself, so that's just purely genetic.
Dancing that you after the ball goes down the lane.
You just pull out a little jig at the foul line.
That's interesting. It's not like I've talked about that with him.
Yeah, who knew it was in the genes? He's definitely a little mini you, and it's terrifying to me.
Poor world. Lucky ladies.
Yeah, what if you... yeah. They're in for something, that's for sure.
Oh, man.
How about you?
We went swimming at the Y. We've been hitting up the Y a lot, because we found out you can get a kid watch for 2 hours for free.
Sounds magical.
Yeah. I would pay a lot of money for it. And in fact, I do. The Y is no cheap endeavor, especially considering the amenities they have compared to other gyms.
Right.
You win some, you lose some, whatever. Anyways.
Yeah. Like, where's rich people go?
Right.
Up at Lifetime.
Lifetime.
Yeah.
So we were all swimming. The tribe was in the pool swimming around. And we played this fun game, like bodyguard. Like, I couldn't let the kids touch Gentry. And I thought it was riveting. And the boys seemed to like it too. Okay. So I'm like throwing them, decking them, just trying to get them away from her.
Yeah.
Okay. Gentry comes up with this game. Okay. She goes, hey, why don't we spread our legs and have the boys try to swim under them?
Okay. Sounds dangerous for you.
Yeah. You see the genius though.
Yeah.
So
who would, yeah, sounds like a blast.
Yeah. So we leave the pool and I was like, man, that was a lot of fun. And I was thinking of my game. And she was like, yeah, I just really had a fun time swimming under everybody's legs. It was hard. And I was like, what? So you got to be kidding me, man.
So you're saying you're the fun one.
She's, yeah. Yeah. So the one game we played that seemed a little more original, a little more creative, didn't do anything for you, huh?
Yeah.
I guess it was kind of like tag for her, so I guess maybe it wasn't that fun. Whatever.
Yeah, it was like tag, but she didn't get to tag anyone, it sounds like.
Right.
It sounds like she, like, you literally could have replaced her with like a pylon.
A ball.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe my game sucked.
Maybe your game was like, hey, you just stand here and don't do anything and I'm going to protect you.
There's always two sides to the story.
I guess so.
Right, Phil?
But hey, you set the bar low to the point where she had fun just swimming. Like, you literally just made swimming fun.
Right. But same. Like, hers, you could just say like, hey, I'm going to swim deep underwater. Like,
right.
And try not to let my arms flare or around or about. Same,
yeah.
Same.
Yeah.
We're both really boring individuals, apparently, is the moral of this story.
Yeah, I actually just found out I have plans for the next 6 years.
You no longer want to hang out, huh?
It wasn't that. I just had something come up.
You're out.
I just got a text.
Yeah, with our ideas are only getting better.
Yeah, it's a slow burn. It's a slow burn for a big payoff, I'm hoping.
Yeah, it's not coming, buddy. It's like playing the lotto and you're not going to hit.
You're those scratch tickets that always just have two in a row.
Do you buy lotto tickets?
Never really got into the lotto. I mean, I bought one when I turned 18 because I could. And that was about the extent of my gambling rush.
Yeah, I've bought two. I lost one and didn't win with the other, so.
But you like the gambling rush.
Oh, yeah.
That's like, that's a thing for you. You get the chemical release. I don't, mm-hmm. I don't get it.
I got to stay away from those casinos, those houseboats.
I'm trying to remember. I went into Vegas once for about 2 hours on the way on a road trip for a summer camp I was working for. And we stopped in Vegas and I think we went into a casino and I spent like $2. I was like, that was dumb. And then I was finished. Like I had my,
I don't know how we're friends sometimes. Really, like that is a sad story.
I have a feeling everyone else is wondering the same thing after listening to a few of these.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, let's get into it, man.
Let's do it.
Today we're going to talk about things that drive us crazy. So we're going to talk about some pet peeves.
Ooh, I have none.
You have no pet peeves?
Zero.
Dude, every time I hear you tell a story and it involves other people, because, you know, as my son says, people suck.
Kind of as a general rule?
Yeah.
Your son thinks people suck?
Yeah.
How old is he?
He's old enough to know that that is the truth.
Okay.
He's 2.5.
Oh.
And he heard his aunt say it. Thanks, aunt.
Thanks, Auntie Jay.
Yeah. She doesn't listen to this, so.
No.
Yeah.
Well, she might know she has a call out. She's practically famous.
She's totally disinterested.
So people suck.
Yeah,
people suck. According to your 2.5-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And even when they try not to suck, they can still suck.
It's true.
For example. Mm-hmm. Like technology, we're big fans of it, right? The advancements.
Yeah, I'd consider you a techie.
I'm not a techie, but I for the most part, I enjoy it.
You like it. You like your gadgets. Yeah.
Our crapper technology needs to be updated a little better.
So like indoor plumbing has not reached.
No, I'm the total bathroom experience, I think, needs to be revamped.
You just want, like, now that you've been treated to recliners at the theater, you just want to be able to lay back when you're on the.
Yeah. So here's my pet peeve. You know, you go into a restaurant, and this one, you know, you can be by yourself, which is most people go to the bathroom by themselves.
I mean, unless, yeah.
Unless you bring your kids.
Right.
You know, and that's a whole nother mess.
Or you go for the social expectation of women have to go to the bathroom together.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't do that.
So if you're a dude, you're probably going to the bathroom
alone, hopefully.
Usually. Yeah. Fair enough.
Yeah. If you're coupled up. Right. If you found that magical somebody. Anyways. The automatic hand dryers have just gotten out of control. Okay. Like when I wash my hands, like it's almost deterring me from washing my hands because I know I'm going to run into one or two problems. A, this hand dryer is not going to work great. Or B, the now automatic paper towel dispenser, I'm going to have to wave my hand. I'm going to get carpal tunnel in my elbow going ham, waving my hand, trying to get one piece of towel to come out.
I just want to know what sick freak gets to decide how much is dispensed at one time. Like, who is that guy?
Have you experienced this at all?
Experience, you know what, which I'm part?
Like, you're trying to get the thing, the paper towel to come out because you got a wet hand?
Uh-huh.
Only one of them, because you only got to wash one.
Is that right? How it works?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
I don't, I mean, I don't feel like I, like you're saying you have a hard time getting the paper towel to come out?
Yes.
No, I don't think I've had
that. Is it a distance thing? Can you give me some pointers since this isn't registering?
I mean, I just wave it in front of the sensor, but usually what frustrates me is they send out like 4 inches of paper towel. I'm like, okay, I'm not three.
Right.
My hands are man-sized.
Yeah, so that does, I experience this also. So even if I do get the towel out, I get this little thing, this little turd comes out, and I have to go resume the waving to get another thing out. And then you're 10 squares deep.
Well, that's the rub, right? Is they're trying to stay green. I get so frustrated. I wave 4 times just to make a point. I probably only need 2 waves. But I'm like, no.
Ooh, that's
this
cold.
Is dumb. So I'm taking
that's
4.
That's OG, dog.
Yeah. I'm an animal. Live fast and die young. Mm-hmm. That's my motto.
Well, this is sad because now as I'm thinking of some of my other pet peeves, a lot of them are bathroom related.
That's a theme for you?
Well, I didn't know it was until I just started thinking of my next one.
Oh, awkward.
And that is when you go into a restroom and you look over at the toilet paper holder and it's empty.
I don't think anyone likes that.
How about it's empty, but there's one sitting right there. Like, it's not like there's no toilet paper in there. They just didn't put it on the thing. Like, what lazy...
I don't think that happens up where I work.
You have people that do that kind of thing, don't you?
Yeah, we have a pretty amazing crew that comes in there and takes care of that stuff for us. They're pretty awesome.
So moral of the story is the advice we're giving is get a good job. Have someone that takes care of your bathroom situation. And probably stick to the cheaper paper towel dispensers that you hand load.
It sounds like who's ever leasing your office space. It's kind of a cheapskate. It's
cheapskate. He's cheaping out, huh?
Yeah. Who is that?
I don't know. I'll figure it out.
Yeah. You might want to look at the signature.
Look at him.
See if we can track him down. It's you.
I've got one employee.
It's you.
And he's like, it wasn't me. And I'm like, well, it wasn't me, dude. And that door's locked. We don't have people like sneaking in, like walking across the street from the liquor store. Like, hey, I got a bar to the bathroom. Okay. So what else? What else do you got? Nothing strikes a nerve.
Yeah, it's funny because when we were kind of discussing this earlier, I told you that I used to have a lot of pet peeves that I just finally gave up on being your friend. It just wasn't worth the pain anymore.
That's like my wife has used a similar speech.
You've broken both of us.
Yeah, I guess.
So when I was young, it used to drive me nuts when people would say, "I'll call you back," and then they never called back. It was like it just used to get under my skin.
And you're saying I did that to you?
Oh yeah, yeah. It's pretty common. You've gotten better the last few years.
Because I've grown up a little bit.
No, I actually think there was an event when things shifted. I think you like you actually, what was it? Oh, we were making plans and we were like, yeah, come over tonight and we'll play Xbox. Do you remember this?
No.
And I was like, okay. So then I head over to your house. I can't remember whatever time we're supposed to meet. And I'm like sitting in the front of your house, just like spam calling you, like sitting with my Xbox, like a poor child out on the curb. Ends up you had just gone to your uncle's and like completely forgot about anything. And I think I got mad. And after that, you've always been pretty good about, like, if you say you're going to call back, like, you put a caveat on the end now. You're like, you know what? I have no idea what I'm doing. If I figure it out, I'll let you know.
Well, the memory strikes. Well, that just sounds like a douchey thing to do to somebody, what I did to you, apparently.
I don't know.
So I told you to come over and then I bounced?
Yeah, you just weren't home. Nobody was home.
Well, and when I say I call you back, I'm not putting, like, a timestamp on it.
That's true. Could be, yeah.
I'm just saying at some point I will get back to you.
So now your new saying is, let me figure out what's going on and I'll hit you up.
So that's the same thing. Hit yeah. You up basically means
and
call
usually
you.
I go make other plans. Like, okay, well, that's smart. Over. That's over.
Smart.
Yeah. So that one doesn't bother me as much as it used to. Here's one that it does drive me crazy. Like, I do not do well with people that I feel like lack self-awareness in social settings. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So have you ever like gotten, there's two things that drive me nuts. Like, I don't know why I'm going to use the mall. Hardly anyone goes to the mall anymore, but any crowded place, you're walking down and you're on the right side of the walkway and someone is walking right towards you and they expect you to move and move to the left. This is not Europe. Stay on the right side.
Dude, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Doesn't that drive you nuts?
It's almost as bad as when you're driving down a parking lot in the mall. That is one-way parking lots, right? You're only supposed to go down one direction.
Yeah.
And they come down the other direction, and then they look at you like, why are you in the middle of the road? And you look at them like, hey, lady, get out of here. I don't know what else to say. Like, it's infuriating to me.
So
then they have a hard time parking. It's like, and you know, like, nothing's dawning on them, so you're watching them try to park in, like, a four-point park. And they're not. They're like, huh, this is weird. Who designed this? That drives me batty.
Yeah, I do not. I don't get the walk on the left. So then you're like in this kind of implicit game of chicken, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why the stakes seem so high. It's like you're walking in front of a Spencer's. It's not like you're on a battlefield or something. And you're getting within, like, sometimes you get within, I don't know, 5 or 6 feet before someone makes a move. And sometimes I just intentionally get up to them that it's awkward enough that we have to do the little dance because I'm like, dude,
what little
everybody
dance?
Knows, you know, the kind of shuffle, like, which way are we going to go?
Oh, and then you like start pump faking each other.
Yeah. And you like do a spin move if you really know what you're doing.
I used to do those. Now I get dizzy.
Yeah,
old age is a bugger.
Life has changed a little bit.
Yeah.
So that one drives me nuts. And then when people are just kind of aimlessly wandering, so then you have everyone doing the right human thing that humans were created to do. And everybody's walking on their right. Okay. Whatever direction you're in. And then you have the one dude in front of you who's taking like a step every 5 seconds. And he's got a train of people behind him. And he just has no clue what's going on. I want to just kick those people right in the back of the knee. Just send them all the way down to the ground.
Is that guy normally a mall walker? Apparently, like, people go to malls to, like, exercise.
That's a thing?
Yeah, dead serious. Like they, like, walk around the whole mall every morning.
No one's going there to buy stuff anymore. Right. So.
Amazon, you're killing my business.
So those two things do drive me pretty nuts.
And that's, I mean, you can equate that walking to driving. I mean, people driving slow in the left lane, same, right?
Mm-hmm.
Speed it up.
Yeah.
If you're gonna walk slow, hug a wall. You know, walk tight to it.
Yeah, I just don't get it. I don't get it.
So back to the bathroom.
That seems to be where you spend a lot. Do you spend a lot of time there?
I don't know. There's a lot of read. If you ever take a kid to a bathroom at like a restaurant, and for some reason my wife has conditioned them to wash their hands. Okay. So if they're trying to use the automatic hand washer and they can't get the sensor to click and you got two of them, it also gets very infuriating. Because you're like, here, son, let me click it for you. So you click his on, and then the other kid's having a hard time, click his on, and they can't reach it. And that 2-second timer that water's on goes off by the time they're to reach it. So I'm doing some kind of weird dance in the bathroom.
You're like a maestro.
With my hands. Yeah. Yeah. I've got magic sparkle fingers going on in front of both sinks. That's irritating. Like, just give us a little more time. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So one that I mean, since it seems to be that the bathroom is kind of your domain,
mm-hmm.
one of the ones that I do have that it does drive me nuts as a single guy is when, like, a dad brings in his kid and you're, like, in a stall or something and the kid just kind of bends down, just kind of gives you, like, hey, what's up? Look. And you're like, where is your father? Like, can he possibly not know what's happening?
He's
right
crying
now?
In the corner, but he's like, please get it in the toilet.
It's like, I have to ask, because there are people that get worked up about this. So I don't know if this is like a hot topic or not. Do you do the kid leash?
No.
You've never done the kid leash?
No, I think it'd be a proper thing for me to do, but I have never implored that.
It seems like people aren't quite as cool with it nowadays. Well, I don't even know about now, but apparently my parents got a lot of flack about it when I was a kid. They had one of the wrist ones where they put like one on my wrist, one on their wrist, and it has kind of the old school telephone cord coil in between there. But I like to go run, and so they would put two together. And so my mom said that she just like, her arm would just be pulled into the crowd, and I'd be like off up in the distance, just running amok. And people used to chew them out for putting their kid on a leash.
But they probably thought you were a dog. You're so chubby and hairy. They're probably like, why are you bringing this dog in the mall, lady?
I don't feel like I was a hairy kid. We should put up both of our baby pics and see who gets voted cuter. I was an adorable kid.
Let's not do that. There's no picture of me without my twin sister.
None?
Dude, she is a black hole. She was enormous as a baby. Like, every picture we take, I am leaning into her. I'm dead serious.
Like, she just, her, she has, dude, her,
she
own
was
gravity.
Huge to like sixth grade. I think she could have taken every guy up to like sixth grade.
Doesn't her husband listen to this?
No.
Oh, okay.
Even if he does, I mean, she has blossomed. So she is no longer the
so she had like her own kid. Field of gravity.
Yeah, it was kid. Bonkers. She stole all my food when we came out the womb. Stealing food, that's a pet peeve. Like, don't reach at my plate if you're married to me.
And now you got a bunch of little mini-me's running around that are always picking at your food.
I know. I used to be so disappointed that I didn't like steak. And now they see me chewing down a steak and they're like, hey, where's mine? And I'm like, hey, we broke. You know?
I can't buy two steaks.
So they end up eating, I don't know, half my steak between the three of them.
Yeah, they've gotten pretty bad about that. They're like pigeons.
Yeah, get your own food, man.
Get your own food.
Let's see, some of my other pet peeves.
I don't like people up in my personal bubble very much.
Not a super,
not a touchy guy.
Yeah, the conversation when it's when you're talking to a dude and he gets like a foot from you. Do you ever have that happen? That happens at church a lot. I'm like, get out of my chili, dog.
But you're kind of, you don't have much of a personal bubble.
I don't like to be touched much.
At least between us.
Well, that's...
Like sometimes I'll sit on a couch and you'll come sit like right next to me.
Well, that's to irritate you.
And I'm like, there's a whole couch here. There's right. literally 6 feet of cushion.
Right.
Why are our thighs touching?
I miss you, man. I'm lonely. I haven't done the dishes. My wife isn't happy. I don't know.
Yeah, that drives me nuts.
Okay, yeah. I hate uppers.
Upper. Okay, tell us and more.
I'm not talking about like pills.
Yeah, I know where you're going with this.
When you're telling a story and that person one-ups your story.
You're talking about me.
Right. I think I'm talking about both of us, but it's irritating when, like, it's fine if there's one in the group, but when you get two, it's just ridiculous.
Yeah, most of ours. Yeah, well, then I killed a man.
Right.
It just keeps escalating.
Yeah, and it's like, okay, an hour later, everybody's looking at us like, you guys are idiots.
Like, none of those things happened.
we had a lady, it was like playing what's that game called? 7 Degrees of Kevin Bacon? You can, like, relate everything.
6 degrees. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Is it six degrees?
Yeah, something like that.
Google it.
Yeah.
We're not making a guarantee on what the game's called, okay?
Some it's degrees stupid. Of Kevin Bacon.
There was this person I was around the other day. And it was like playing 6 degrees of her life. Everything anybody said could be related back to a slightly better story.
So she was a one-upper.
Yeah, she was an upper, man.
Yeah.
It's annoying.
I'm trying to think of what else has really like... I would say that the internet has created quite an interesting flow of... information and opinion.
Yeah.
That has gotten to the point where it's starting to get pretty annoying. So, you know, I used to think like, remember the Catholic Church back in the day, and they would kind of withhold knowledge by keeping the Bible Latin, right?
Right.
And only the clergy understood Latin, and they would read to the group and they would tell them what it meant. And, you know, it was kind of,
they would even read it in their own language. I right.
It was yeah. like this control of knowledge, you know, and everyone talks about how terrible it was. Well, guess what happens when everybody gets a voice? YouTube comments. That's where the world has ended up now.
Trolls.
You cannot go online and say a thing without just getting lambasted anymore. It's nuts. So I had a,
so that drives that drives you bonkers.
Yeah, so like here's a funny story. Like I had a there in one of those apps, like those neighborhood sharing apps. We had some kids walking around the neighborhood at like, I don't know, 1 or 2 a.m. the other night, right? And we've had a rash of car break-ins, people getting into people's garages, you know, all that kind of stuff. So I saw them and they kind of stopped and lingered outside our house, and I've caught kids before pulling on our car door handles and chased them off, you know, trying to see if they could get off of some stuff easy. And so I just put on this app. I'm like, hey, you know, just some kids wandering around. Just keep your heads up. Stopped in front of my house for a little. Don't know what they're up to, you know, type thing. And just got like blowed up by everyone in the neighborhood telling me I was like paranoid and needed to relax. Teens will be teens, blah, blah, blah. And this is like after a year of every other night stuff is getting broken into. They're like, you're paranoid. They're just being kids. I mean, it would like went on and on and on to the point where I just like deleted the thread. I was like, yeah, I'm done with this.
How many people are we talking? Like, were they like probably, two teenagers trolling you? And
no, there was like 10 or 11 people. Like it was like.
Your neighbors.
A bunch of neighbors. I was like, this is insane.
And trying to do someone a solid.
Yeah. And it's just the internet, man. Like now that everyone has a voice and this kind of, they think they're anonymous, but they're not. But that sense of anonymity, like people just say the craziest stuff online, like they would never say to each other's faces.
Yeah.
It's kind of crazy.
That reminds me of another pet peeve of mine that I just recently discovered.
Not in the bathroom?
No.
Oh, congratulations.
This would be on like Facebook Marketplace. Okay.
Okay. I haven't done that, but it's like a Craigslist.
Yeah. Right? It's like a Craigslist. Okay. And I think I know why so many people are single these days, because they don't understand how to bounce the ball, the tennis ball. You've heard the analogy, like bounce it back over the net. Like they ask you a question, you ask them a question.
Yeah. Ping pong conversation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So ladies, guys, I'm speaking to fellas particularly. If like a lady asks you a question, like ask one back, you know? So here's what's going down. I have something listed on Marketplace. And apparently there's this button that says, is this still available, right?
Okay.
But there's a bunch of people who are lazy and something sold and they don't forget to, or they forget to take it off.
Okay.
So I've had probably 15 people send me an, is this available?
Okay.
And I reply with, it is still available. So what would you think I would say when they say, is this available?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's exactly what I say.
Okay.
I say yes.
Yeah, makes sense.
That kills the conversation.
Game over?
It's game over. Which I feel like it is then their turn in this game of buying and selling. Am I not bouncing the ball back properly?
I don't think that's as uncommon as you think it is.
Dude, it's like, are they trying to troll me? Are they like, yes, it's available, and then they're like chuckling, like, what an idiot.
No, I think it's this weird human phenomena. Like, it's happening in all the dating apps, too. And, like, you see people complain about it on their profiles, that they'll go through this arduous process, right, of, like, matching and
connecting,
whatever. And it's called getting ghosted. You're essentially getting ghosted on the Facebook Marketplace.
But why?
I don't know.
Are they laughing about it?
I think
you're saying no.
I think it's a brain thing. Like when you're in the moment and you're like, oh, that looks good. I want that. I think it's the same for dating and buying this stuff. Like we don't wait very well. And so this idea of if you respond like the next day, they've probably moved on.
Probably like, I'm responding literally 5 minutes after they're asking me the question. In almost every instance.
Okay, yeah,
nothing.
Yeah.
So now I'm like, do I need to change my approach? Do I need to say, yes, it is. Are you interested? You see where this is getting weird?
I mean, maybe you need to ask a question too. Yeah.
So I need to bounce the tennis ball back.
Maybe you need to pong it back over, you know?
I wonder how I even landed my lady friend out there.
Yeah.
You know?
I'm actually wondering, can you just put like my face up? And then when they say, is this still available? You can say, yeah. Yeah, he is.
You don't know who you're going to catch. You don't want to do that.
That's true.
That's a terrible idea.
I don't know that the pool is probably that different from the people hanging out on Bumble. It's probably pretty similar.
It's the same. You'll take your chances on Facebook Marketplace.
Actually, I'm assuming Facebook Marketplace is a lot of couples, married people. I have this feeling.
Why?
I don't feel like, I don't know, maybe I live in a bubble, but I don't really feel like I peruse used goods very often. I don't feel like single people are like.
I see, because like some couples' budget.
Yeah,
apparently, like couples. I've heard that.
I feel like couples will naturally tend to be more the ones that are trying to score the deal, you know? Single people, I don't know.
Maybe it's more people with kids that are perusing Marketplace.
Either way, probably not my crowd.
Not your cup of tea.
Probably not my crowd.
They're also looking at an 05 Honda Pilot that seats like 12 people.
So you're definitely, very particular demographic.
Yeah, you're definitely out on this one.
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll talk about it. We'll give it a run.
Yeah.
Another thing I have seen recently is young people like cussing, and I'm talking about really young people. So we were at Waterworld, okay? And we're going down the voyage to the center of the earth, okay? It's very dark. And the adults in my family, we're a little rednecker, okay? And we're slapping the mess out of each other, okay?
It's because why not?
Yeah, it's like team slap. Like you're on the person's team across from you, basically. And you're trying not to get wounded. We're not like slapping each other in the face or anything.
Oh, that makes it better.
Yeah.
Just open hand slaps on the back and the stomach.
Well, like halfway through the ride, there's like a tube of four 12-year-olds perhaps. And they're yelling, F M up. Like they're like chanting it in unison.
Wow. 12-year-olds?
Tours. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I look over and it like enraged me. I wanted to slap them. But like, what is that? Is it the water that brings that out? Because then yesterday we went tubing and water skiing, and there was a girl that we were like, hey, you probably should come in a little bit because the boats can't see you. And they're not even allowed to be swimming on Sundays.
Okay.
So it's not like we're being like
outrageous
or ridiculous. We're just saying, hey, just bring it in a little. So, you know, we don't want to kill you today or the other boats, whatever. And then she was like, you know, she used the same word and called someone an old hag, which was creative.
Yeah.
You know, because no one there was that old. So I give her props. But like, then I kind of hoped like a jet ski would hit her a little bit. So I don't know. It's just weird. Like they're vile. They're mean.
Some of that's probably also because of the internet. I mean, when I was 12, I'd maybe heard like 3 cuss words in my life. Like it just wasn't, you know, that common. And now there's access to everything all the time.
Yeah, maybe people need to just go listen to our Gold Star Parenting.
Gold Star Parenting.
And
spank them with kindness.
Yeah, that'll right the world.
Spank them with justice.
You know what else they should spank?
Say it. I'm not saying, no.
That like button. Go ahead and tap that app.
Yeah, maybe that was actually a suggestion from one of our listeners is instead of spank that like button, you should start saying tap that app. And I was like, I don't know that we're going to go into that.
We did.
I don't know if we're going to lean into that or not. Yeah, this is pre-editing.
Yeah, we'll see if it makes it. We'll see if it makes it on the other side.
See if it makes a cut. I would say that you seem to have more pet peeves than I do.
Yeah.
You're just an angry guy.
Yeah, I'm disappointed in you.
I'm sure I have them. I don't know if this is a pet peeve, but this is a thing that I definitely notice and kind of twist the knife on. It's rare that I'm super competitive,
mm-hmm.
I would say. But I have people in my life that are rather competitive.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And there's something that is really great about them losing to me.
How what?
Anything. It doesn't matter. Like, I'm not even that competitive of a guy, but when I know someone's super competitive and they lose, even if I don't care, I just rub it in, like, for years.
So what's your pet peeve? That they are competitive and they've got a little drive to be better?
Because that's what competitive people are. No, I don't know what it is. It's just something that irks me about, like, I feel like it is my duty to bring them back down to earth.
I'd like to meet this person you're talking about.
Yeah, he's a real gem. I think you guys would get along.
I'm sure it's, yeah.
Yeah.
Ping pong, bowling, basketball, football. interesting.
Yeah.
So how about, does this do anything for you? You take a shower, and immediately after you take a shower, you've got a number two.
It sounds like you have a lot of bathroom problems. You probably just need to go to a doctor.
I don't know.
Spend some less time in there.
maybe that'll do us. Thanks for listening, guys. I think if you continue, is anyone out there
lonely?
I'm so lonely. Yeah, but go ahead and tell someone, like, I don't know, maybe like a teenager to listen to us. Tell a friend. Where do you think our demographic is? Like, where do you think we would clean up?
I would say that a majority of our listeners are people that feel bad for us.
Mm-hmm.
Like, one of the people that listen to us frequently today, I asked her, I said, just be honest. You only listen because I'm going to ask you about it. Okay. She was like, no.
Yeah. And one of my really good friends listens to it, and I can tell he just corrects all the facts.
He just tells you everything we're doing wrong.
Yeah. And the only reason he's listening is like to support me, like as a friend. He doesn't know what I'm putting him in kind of a bind, I think.
Like, hey, man, I know you're trying, but you're terrible.
Yeah. Just do a little bit of research.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we appreciate the listens, and we will see you guys.
We know what? When he has a podcast as successful as tens of listens every week, then he can have an
opinion. Yeah.
Yeah.
Chew on that.
Yeah, chew on that.